it's an incredibly important WIP afternoon show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Ike, your name is right there in the beginning, so we must find out how you're doing first. How
are
we
doing? I'm doing pretty damn good today, Spike Lee. Jackie, baseball. Baseball still lives on, brother. Got one more night, at least one more night. Holla at your boy.
Don't let the Yanks win tonight. Don't let
them get hot.
Don't let the Yanks get hot and leave the fans alone.
Yeah, who the hell said that they should have pitched Gerrit Cole last night? Not
morons.
Me. Not me. Only idiots. Well, we have a big show for you as always. The newest edition of Flyers in 50 comes up at 3:30 as we are the official Flyer show on WIP and in Philadelphia. So that'll happen with Broads. Baldy will join us at 4. New Eagles Insider of the Year Power Rankings at 4:30. Of course, the top 5 of 5 of 5. And then Devin Caney will join us at 5:30, right after the Nick Nurse press conference, hopefully with some update that we know she's not going to get because they're not going to tell anyone. But Devin will be with us at 5:30. Ike.
That was good, brother.
Yeah. So you started off talking about we still have baseball, which I'm very happy about, actually. I hope this series goes 7 games because I've really enjoyed the baseball playoffs this year, aside from our horrible series. One of the things that happened after our series ended is I got to just watch neutrally the rest of the baseball, and it's been great. Mm-hmm. But I was watching last night, and I'm watching these teams play in the World Series, the New York Yankees and the Los Angeles Dodgers. And one thing that is clear to me watching these teams is that there is a talent gap between our team and these teams. Clearly, when you look at the Dodgers lineup, which is truly one of the most deadly lineups I've ever seen, there's a talent gap there. Mm-hmm. And even the Yankees, who are an imperfect lineup, right there in the middle of the lineup, you have Juan Soto, you have Aaron Judge. There's just a talent gap. And we can talk about hitting approach and culture and coaching all we want, all day long with the Phillies. But there is a talent gap. And I ask myself, how are the Phillies going to get better? How are they going to get from point A to point B? Look, they don't want to trade Miller. They don't want to trade Painter. None of the players who we'd be willing to trade have any value, right? I mean, they're nice players for us, but Nick Castellanos is not getting you anything. JT Realmuto's not getting you anything. Alec Bohm's not getting you anything. How are we going to get better? And the truth is, we're going to have to sign someone, and we're going to have to spend money. And there is a person available who is on the New York Yankees currently, but will be an unrestricted free agent who is debatably one of the 3 or 4 best hitters in all of baseball. He is 26 years old, and he is Juan Soto. And he would be the sort of massive upgrade on the Phillies that we're talking about. He would help bridge the gap in talent between the Phillies and these teams we're talking about. Not only that, he would help bridge the gap between this era of great Phillies baseball and whatever the next era of Phillies baseball is, because he's only 26 years old. And all it takes is money. It just takes money. The Yankees are dying to have someone outspend them for Juan Soto so they don't have to spend that money. Dying. And everyone who says, well, he won't leave New York. Yes, he will leave New York. He will leave for whoever pays him the most money. His agent is Scott Boras, who is the same agent that Bryce Harper has. The Phillies are friendly with Scott Boras. He's played with Bryce. He's played with Trey Turner. And all John Middleton needs to sacrifice is like $750 million.
Yeah.
But that's it.
That's it.
It's just money. It's right there. It's right there in front of us. A guy who gets on base, who hits for power, who's young, who can play the field. All of those things. Think about how different our lineup would be with Juan Soto just plopped right there in the first third of it.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I don't think you need to do a whole lot of a sale job.
Just sign him. Yeah, just people. Pay him the most.
For Juan Soto, I think that's certainly a player, particularly at his age. That's the thing that gets me more than anything. At 26 years old, you're looking at having a guy for almost another decade, at least 7 to 10 years of being in his prime, of being able to play this sport and really be the face of your franchise. And when you add him to the likes of a Bryce Harper and Trey Turner, who we know will be here, I would imagine they're going to re-sign Kyle Schwarber, even though it may be at a shorter deal. But I would imagine this is the last team Kyle Schwarber plays for. I couldn't see him playing anywhere else. Like to add Juan Soto to that. There's a couple guys that, in order to get Juan Soto here, I'd be perfectly fine with moving on from if it's going to free up some financial stability there to where...
Sure.
Yeah, so if that means a JT Realmuto, that means obviously a Nick Castellanos, guys like that, we got to do what you got to do. This is the type of player you do that for. And quite frankly, I think we as a fan base need it. Right? We like this Phillies baseball team, but we've also, I feel like we may have reached our ceiling right here with this team.
Yes.
Like we may, like for us as fans, it's like this is the best we're going to get out of them. So we almost need something else to sort of revive the fan base and give us some sort of new hope. The only way you could possibly believe you could take down a team like the Dodgers,
right,
is to add this type of bat to your lineup.
Let's do something they would do.
And that's exactly what the Dodgers would do.
Right. Let's do what they would do.
Yeah.
Let's add somebody who bat flips after he hits a home run. Let's add some cockiness to this lineup.
And the Soto shuffle.
Staring at home runs. Jack, can you give...
He's a mix between Ricky Henderson. He's got all type of... what is the baseball swag?
Yes.
When he's in the batter's box.
Yes. He's good at everything.
Yes.
Jack, can you give just some perspective to, I know people hear Juan Soto's name and they know that he's good, but can you give some like top level perspective about how good?
He's a mix of Ted Williams and a little bit less power than Barry Bonds. I mean, that's what he is. He's on the same trajectory
Ted
as those
Williams
two.
Yes.
And Barry Bonds.
Yes, audience, are you Ted Williams?
Hold on. Ted Williams is my granddad's favorite player. I got a lot of Teddy ball game kind of knowledge growing up.
I didn't know this.
But on base percentage wise, it's those guys. I mean, yeah. He is an inner circle Hall of Famer, and he's 26 years old.
26?
He's 26 years old. And I want to – can I read you a quote?
Yes.
Can I read you one quote?
Read me a quote.
That I think is very, very important.
Us a quote!
There's no audio, so that's why there's not – I have to read it. And I struggle at reading in front of large audiences, but here we go. How much money did the 27 Yankees make? Or the 29 A's? Or the 75 and 76 Big Red Machine? Does anybody know? Does anybody care?
Nope.
Nobody knows or cares whether any of them make any money or not. And nobody cares about whether I make any money or not. If my legacy is that I don't lose any money owning a baseball team on an annual operating basis, that's a pretty sad legacy. It's about putting trophies in cases. Who said that?
Steinbrenner?
John Middleton
that
last
sounds like
year.
Our Whoa, owner.
Middleton
that, yeah, that was our owner.
Middleton
yes.
said
Spend
that.
Spend the money! Okay, so this is what we're going to do. And we've talked about this briefly before, but we as a show feel like we need to lead Philadelphia in the charge here. And we do have an owner who occasionally pays attention to what we do.
Yes.
So
follow our lead.
Follow our lead, John. John Middleton needs to sacrifice like $1 billion. That's his sacrifice. We are also going to sacrifice. So the official movement is sacrifice for Soto. We are all going to sacrifice something. Jack, now if you haven't heard it before, Jack has, I think it's the biggest sacrifice I've seen so far.
Yes, even bigger than Giulio trying to steal our bet.
Yes. What is your sacrifice, Jack?
I'm going to name my next kid Juan.
And your wife is pregnant.
Yeah, she's pregnant.
And
yes.
It is a boy.
Yes. Now, the problem is it's due early January. He might sign after that.
Well, that's all right. We'll figure it out.
You can always go back and change the name.
You can change your name.
Yeah.
You can change your name.
He's going to have to explain for a long time why his name is Juan, but it'll be for a good cause.
Juan
guess what?
Fritz.
He's going to be a world champion.
Juan Fritz.
He's going to be a world champion. It's all that matters.
So Jack's sacrifice for Soto will be naming his second child Juan.
Yeah.
My sacrifice, and I was asked this in the meeting, would you do it? I will get a Juan Soto tattoo. I'm not getting his face. No. Wait a minute. Don't give me the apparently. You gave me the... I don't want his face on me.
No.
I don't have anybody's face on me. But I'll get a 22 I'll get his jersey, whatever the hell. It will be a Soto tattoo. It will be undoubtedly a Juan Soto tattoo on my flesh for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
Now, Ike wasn't getting a tattoo.
Uh-uh.
He's not going to have any more kids.
Uh-uh.
But Ike hates mayonnaise.
Yeah.
And Ike has not only volunteered to eat a sandwich with mayonnaise on it, he will eat a mayonnaise sandwich. Will you do it on the air for us?
Oh, for sure.
Okay.
However we want to do it.
All right.
Yeah.
So we are going to sacrifice.
I came short of saying I'll eat a jar of mayonnaise. We'll not go that far.
Could you imagine spooning out the...
Yeah, we'll not go that far.
Because you would give up on a jar of mayonnaise.
Yeah,
I don't think you'd get through it.
I'd be out after one scoop.
Yeah, I want it to actually happen, and a jar of mayonnaise is not happening. Yeah. So we are making our sacrifices, but this, it can't just be us. Mm-hmm. It has to be a movement with all of us. It has to be with all of Philadelphia. So we are asking you today, and we're asking you, and you're not just saying this on the air, you are committing to it. Jack, can we keep a record of everyone's sacrifice today?
Yeah, I'll start a Google Doc.
Okay. Now, power's in numbers. The power is in numbers.
Yes. This teams care. Teams care. I want you to think about this. When you booed the Phillies, when the Phillies didn't want to have a team meeting this year, mm-hmm. and they said nothing was wrong, and for the first time this season you booed them, what happened? The next day, they had a team meeting. Trey Turner got benched. Kyle Schwarber hit a grand slam. They listen. They care. The last time when there was a big free agency summer or a free agency winter for Major League Baseball, and there was a WIP poll, would you rather have Manny Machado or Bryce Harper? And it was clearly Bryce Harper. What did we do? We got Bryce Harper.
Yeah, Bryce Harper.
They listen. You.
That's when I finally started listening to Jack Fritz. That's when I realized who Jack Fritz was.
Right. Harper Lent.
It was Harper Lent.
Harper Lent.
Even though he was already my producer, I still didn't know him.
I was not your producer.
What? When Harper Lent came?
No. Remember? Because you had Ben. I remember Ben running through the hallways when we signed Bryce Harper.
Yes. No, you're right. You came in 19. You came in 19?
Yeah, August 1st of 2019.
But we'd already gotten Bryce earlier in the year. Yes. That's what it was. Okay. And well, I tell you, getting old is not fun.
I want you to think of this, too. Think about running the ball. Think about running the ball.
Man.
You yelled. All the Eagles need to do is run. They have the best running back in the league. They have the best offensive line in the league. Why don't they run the ball? And you yelled and you shouted and there was a bye week. And now the Eagles are the number one running team in the NFL because of you.
Yep.
So,
and Juan Soto, by the way, is a Yankee because Yankees fans were pissed.
Yes.
And people are not happy with how last year's Philly season went. And if they run it back with the same players, it's not going to be good enough. And people are going to be furious.
And do you want to be a little brother to New York City? Because I don't want to be a little brother to New York City. Do you want to sit there and think to yourself, well, he's not going to leave New York. He's not going to leave the Yankees. Steve Cohen will pay him. John Middleton's money is just as green as Steve Cohen's is. That is a fact. It doesn't matter where the money comes from.
Just as green.
Just as green. And he wants to be on the East Coast. Soto wants to be here in the Northeast. And we are in the Northeast the last time I checked. So it's on us. We will sacrifice.
Even though it doesn't feel like it's the Northeast right now, but yes.
No. Yeah, it is. By mid-January, it'll feel that way. Yes. So we want to know from you, what are you prepared to sacrifice for Soto? This is the beginning of the movement. The movement does not stop until he signs here. Which, if you remember correctly, with Bryce Harper, didn't even happen until after they reported for spring training.
Yeah.
So we could be here for a while. But we are holding you to this. 215-592-9494. Corey in Columbus leads us off. Corey, are you prepared to sacrifice for Soto?
And what are you sacrificing?
Don't be pressing no buttons on my car today. I had some review going on. Somebody was trying to, press buttons. I don't know what was going on, but my phone was not messed up, people.
You're blaming us?
It was definitely messed up. It was 100% messed up.
Hey, man. Ike. You always get caught up, man. You get too excited. Come on, we going to Pound Town. Come on. You knew you was going to cut it, man. You just got too carried away.
Taking everybody to Pound Town, baby.
But hey, if John Milton said that, hey man, you better go out and spend money, brother. Hey, go trade for Mike Trout. Get Soto. Listen, the thing about Soto is that we've seen this before, man. We've seen this with Harper and Trey Turner, Schwarber, Max Scherzer, and all them. Like I need more than just Soto. I need more than that. Soto would be great, and I know it's going to cost a lot of money, and that's a big acquisition, but I need more than just him. If we really trying to compete with the Dodgers, you got to go out and get more than just him, right? So
that's
what
a great start.
It's not a bad start. It's certainly an improvement over Austin Hayes and Whit Merrifield.
Oh, for sure. Them is just people on the roster. But if I'm going, what I'm going to give up is I'll give up the Michael Jordan moniker if
they sign Soto.
Oh, that means so much to me.
Hey, also, real quick.
Yes. You will never refer to Jalen Hurts as Michael Jordan ever again.
Exactly.
That's a huge sacrifice.
That is a huge
sacrifice.
Yep, never again. If we get Soto, I won't ever bring it up again. Also, Bronny James. Why y'all let Bronny James take shots at me yesterday? But it's cool, though. Bronny James. Hey, man, you want to question my
fanhood? Oh, you're talking about Aaron from Mount Airy?
That's a pretty good nickname, I got to be honest.
Bronny James, you want to question my fanhood? That's cool and all, you know. But it's I know it hurt you when I called you out because you was like, damn, I really want to rock with Hurts, you know. But it's all right, Bronny James, you know.
Well, in fairness to Aaron, he's not really someone that's looking for confrontation.
Yeah, you started.
And you started this, quite frankly.
I just wanted everybody to say I was wrong. Hey, if this is an accountability show. If I'm wrong, I come out and say I was wrong. I did it plenty of times. So if you
threw the first shot and he responded.
That's right. You know, so from now on, we don't got Jalen Hurts. We got Bronny James. Because, you know, we only want to hear Pops talk.
Oh.
Oh, you went to Pops talking? Is that what you're doing? You went to Big Air?
Yeah, that's why he's calling him Bronny.
Yes, okay.
That is.
But it's all love, though. Not for real. I don't want no beef. It's all love.
Oh, now you don't want no beef.
Nah. It's just a joke, not for real. Like, I'm a lovable guy. I don't want no smile. I really, it's all jokes for me. I love everybody. And Spike, real quick.
Yes, sir.
You said Mount Aries over Columbus. Hey, a boy from Columbus knocked out the baddest man in the world. You forgot Buster Douglas? Well, Mike, they better stop playing with me.
Dude, you're going back 30 years.
He's claiming Buster Douglas.
Go back 30 years.
He is from Columbus. He is from Columbus.
Nah, it's all right.
I'll holler at y'all, yo. All right, Corey. Michael Jordan if we get Soto.
Okay, that's a big sacrifice, I think, so far.
You think OG would sacrifice something for a Soto?
Would he sacrifice
Jalen?
No.
He's definitely not.
Will he sacrifice?
He would sacrifice Bryce. He would say trade Bryce and
will he sacrifice the green blazer, the Kelly green blazer?
Could I burn it?
Oh no, I don't think so.
Well,
that's his signature jacket.
It's
Kelly Green week.
Look, you're saying he can't. Jack is going to name his child Juan. I'm getting it tattooed on me for the rest of my life.
Yeah,
we can burn the Kelly green jacket.
Yeah. But OG is not really all in on the Phillies.
Well, he better be. We need everyone.
It takes a village.
It takes a village.
That would be a huge sacrifice.
Yes. 215-592.
Would he give up his producer?
Something tells me he could give him up and the producer would still keep showing up wherever we go. I don't think we're going to see any less adjustment.
I'm still... Bronny James, huh? That's
a good one.
He waited on that one.
Yes, he did. I did not catch on to the whole thing until the end. Yeah. Wow.
And it must hurt Aaron specifically because Aaron's a LeBron
guy. He's a LeBron guy. He is.
Yep.
Which is kind of why I'm okay with it.
Yep.
Yeah.
215-592-9494. Today is Sacrifice for Soto Day. What will you sacrifice? Chris from Middletown, you're on WIP.
Come on, Chris.
What's up, Chris?
Good day, man.
What are you giving up? You finally want to lead a midday show? What are you sacrificing?
Yeah.
Let's talk a little business here first. First, let me get to that fraud that was just on the...
First, we do the topic. We do the other stuff second.
Okay, we'll go to the topic.
Yeah.
I will never, ever again on air say we are.
We're losing the...
Now, that's got to be a Penn State.
Listen, guys, I love the Phillies. I love the Eagles. I love all my sports. But there is nothing in my life that I care and love more about than my Nittany Lions. So... That's how much I want Soto.
The Knicks? Right? It's just college football. Like,
yeah.
Come on, man. The Nittany Lions, man. That's in your blood, though, man.
Like, tell him, when you go to a real school, not a fraudulent school like Bloomsburg, you know, you have some passion. You know, Jack, I know I was up there last week. I drove past the university. I saw your statue.
Did you spit on it? Did you spit on the university and say, yeah, screw you?
You know. So let's pivot based on this topic. Corey, Oh, hi, no. Corey, I'm gonna ship you some tissues so you can dry your eyes on Saturday afternoon when the truth
big
is.
Big game this weekend, in case you guys didn't know that.
Penn State, Ohio State.
Yes.
We're talking about children playing football. Is that what we care about? 19-year-olds who we never met playing football.
Big game, Chris. I feel you.
You're getting mad at kids
in their
20s.
I like the Nittany Lions this weekend, Chris. Let's go.
What grade did he get on a science test? What are we talking about here?
Yeah, listen. So, and then as far as the feud that's going on between Jack and Julio, man, I got the popcorn here. I'm just sitting watching it. This is fun. I'm enjoying this. I got my boy Chuck right next to me, so we're watching.
Oh, easy. Is he in a booster seat?
Who's that?
He's in the sidecar. Yeah, he's in the sidecar. In the booster seat, in the sidecar.
Robin over there. Chris is Batman.
We got all the muscle. All I got to do is say, hey, Yosh, plenty of room for you here, brother.
Come on, you on Yosh, too? Wow.
That's not happening. Good luck.
I'm already tight with my boy Rios. You know, we're Army brothers, so, you know, we're ready.
Oh, you want Rios, too?
Yeah, come on. Come on, get serious. None of this is happening.
Get real.
None of this is happening.
Coming to the Wellington.
But there's a better chance of Juan Soto being in Philly than Rios leaving this show.
Yeah, right? It's not happening.
Just listen, if we get Soto, I'm also going to do something else. Bryce, sorry to break your heart, but you're going to be number two on my favorite Philly list if we get one.
Oh, wow.
Well, yeah, that's – I don't think – I don't care.
Sprite, do you think a lot of people will leave the Bryce bandwagon to roll over to Juan Soto?
Well, people like the new – you know, that's how marriages fall apart.
It'll just be me and Jack over there with Bryce.
Bryce can allow it because Bryce – knows that that's going to really infringe upon his family.
Well, and here's the other thing, Chris. Thank you for the call.
Well, Bryce is almost at that point where it's like, I'll take all the help I can get.
Yeah, we need a world series. It helps Bryce Harper.
Yes.
This helps. Yes. This, you win a World Series. You extend the viability of the core of this team by making the core younger and better. And here's the other thing that Bryce will be happy about is that somebody's going to sign for some huge amount of money, and then he's going to get a couple more years on his contract for a bunch of money.
Well, he definitely is.
To make him feel better about it.
Yeah.
He's going to make money. The team will be better. It's the same agent. It's a former teammate. Let's go.
And by the way, I mean, how many more people can Bryce bring on board that already have the ring and he doesn't?
Oh, bro, I know. I know. This is the truth.
Yes.
So
he's been the only guy on the team without a ring.
So we're
asking, and Wheeler. We need Wheeler to get a ring.
Yeah, I would like Wheeler to get a ring as well. All right. So we're asking you, what will you sacrifice for Juan Soto? We are starting the movement today. 215-592-9494. Ike, the Yankees have released a statement on the guy who stole the ball from Mookie Betts.
He's been banned for life.
I don't know about that.
Oh, my God.
Well, I'll tell you what's on the statement next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Wow. I'm free. I'm careless, I believe.
It's my sacrifice.
My sacrifice.
There we go.
All the others will fly.
The number one Creed show in the afternoons in sports radio history.
Yeah.
To my eyes, my sacrifice. It is the day that we launch Sacrifice for Soto on the WIP Afternoon Show. John Middleton. You want to win a championship, right? All it takes is money, brother.
It's all you had to sacrifice.
Is money. That's it. We'll buy
only
tickets.
Three-quarters of a billion.
Yes!
But think about
it
this way. It's only like $50 million a year.
Look, this is what I remember. I remember when they signed Bryce Harper, and it was a big number at the time.
Yep.
And then the reports were, the Phillies have made this back already in their advanced ticket sales and their merchandise sales and all that. And here's the other thing. There is no price on a championship. As John Middleton said, nobody remembers the payroll of the 27 Yankees. They remember if there is a trophy or if there isn't a trophy. So, John, you will sacrifice all that money. Jack will sacrifice by naming his child Juan. I will get a Juan Soto tattoo. Ike will eat a mayonnaise sandwich.
Eat a mayonnaise sandwich, John.
Yes. And we are asking you, listening, what will you sacrifice for Juan Soto? 215-592-9494. Sacrifice for Soto begins today. Harris in New York. You're on WIP. What's up, Harris? You know,
the issue is, to me, this just seems like a very lazy take for a number of reasons. Number one,
it's not a take.
Well, it kind of is a take, right? Because it's just so unlikely. I mean, I live in New York. I'm a diehard Philly sports fan. Mm-hmm. I listen to The Fan as well. I know what these New York teams, meaning the Yankees and Mets, are saying about Soto.
Yep.
There's just no doubt that one of those teams are going to get them. In addition,
sure there is.
You're going to have to outbid both of those teams, in addition to the Dodgers, because all that Shohei Ohtani money is deferred. And believe me, the Dodgers, believe it or not, are also going to be in on this.
The Yankees got outbid for Yamamoto. Mm-hmm. The Yankees got outbid for Bryce Harper, essentially. They didn't even participate. Can I tell you something? The Yankees are not, this is not the George Steinbrenner Yankees. It isn't. Or they would just be spending money all over the place, which they do not. They are fiscally responsible. They spend a lot of money, but you can outbid the Yankees. And like, I've heard this before. I've heard he won't leave before. I heard it with Cliff Lee. He left. You know, I've heard it before. The only thing that it costs is money. That's it. Won't be outbid. Somebody's got to win the bidding. Someone's got to win it. And why?
Well, I agree with that.
Right. Yeah,
I agree with that, but I have a hard time believing that John Middleton is going to outbid Steve Cohen, the Steinbrenners, and potentially the Dodgers.
I'm not worried about the Dodgers. He's not going back to the West Coast.
All that Ohtani money is deferred. It's all deferred. They
okay.
have an open checkbook.
Okay, but he doesn't want to go to the West Coast. I'm not worried about it.
He might not. It just seems so unlikely to now spend the majority of the afternoon having these fans pumped up on Soto. Just seems silly to me. Seems silly.
Well, it doesn't seem silly to me because unless you have a better plan, Harris.
I have another thought. I do.
Okay.
I have another thought.
Okay.
Instead of spending what's going to cost, and you're right, probably upwards of $700 to $750 million.
Over 13 years.
Over, call it 15. I don't care.
Okay.
But the point is, what if we try to get Bohm and Scott to be better baseball players?
Oh, it sounds like much easier to get Alec Bohm to be Juan Soto instead of just getting Juan Soto.
Well, no, that's a good point. No, listen, no one's going to be Juan Soto. We agree with that. But the idea that I think that Middleton's going to open up a $750 million checkbook for this guy at this point and have to be in a bidding race with those three other owners, it just seems like such a long shot, it's barely even worth discussing.
Maybe to you. I don't think
I'm
so.
I'm going to say it certainly is worth it because the alternative is to do nothing. There's not a bigger move that you can make. And ultimately, Harris, you may be right. Maybe he can't outbid either one of the New York teams. I'd rather see him try to outbid them and be in the hunt for it than to not do anything and not try to get him.
And by the way, to bring up Yamamoto, I'm pretty sure it was reported that the Phillies outbid the Mets on Yamamoto. Is that correct? Or they were at least incredibly...
They made the biggest offer, but I think it's a lot of deferred money.
For $300 million.
What's that?
Yeah, the Phillies were in for $300 million on Yamamoto. He was just never going to come.
Well, right, I think this is a different situation. The thing that I would agree with you in is that is it tough to outbid Steve Cohen? Absolutely, and it might not happen, but it is possible. But the thing that we're not fighting against here is I think Yamamoto just wanted to go to the Dodgers. I don't think Juan Soto just wants to go to the Mets. To be quite honest with you, I think in New York it's a significant downgrade from being a Yankee to being a Met.
Yeah, he may as well stay with the Yankees.
Yeah, and I don't think he's taking less money for what it's worth. And I know what they're like in New York, but here's the other thing in New York. Yankees fans are terrified. The number of Yankees fans who think that tonight is Juan Soto's last game at Yankee Stadium is very high. There's not a lot of confidence for Yankees fans going into this. There isn't. And as far as Steve Cohen goes, all I heard was that he was going to spend out of it last offseason, and he didn't. So
No, he said he wasn't going to spend last offseason. The other thing with Steve Cohen is he's building a casino, as you know, at least he's trying to. All around City Field.
Okay.
And believe me, if he could pluck Juan Soto at $800 million into that field surrounded by a casino and the development he wants to do, it just seems like such a hard sell for Middleton. To me, I don't know. Maybe
well,
I'm
hell
not.
Yeah, if he's offering $800 million, yeah.
It's a hard sell.
We have a casino.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got live casino right there.
Right there.
Build another one. I don't care. Yeah.
Whatever it takes.
It seems so far-fetched.
Oh, you're such a Debbie Downer, Harris.
Yeah, thank you for the call, Harris. I'm just like...
He's a Debbie Downer.
Yes. It's fine. It's a big day.
Is it a long shot?
Of
Maybe.
Course.
Is it impossible?
No.
Well, and also, this has to be factored in. Scott Boras, I think, owes the Phillies. He does. We paid Arrieta more than he was worth for almost no reason.
Taiwan Walker.
He gave Castellanos more money when his market was cratering.
Yep.
And they paid Bryce Harper the highest contract in baseball history when they signed him, which is what Bryce and Scott Boras wanted.
So let's give another highest contract
but
in baseball history.
It's about morals, Scott. It's about taking care of the people that have helped you in the past.
We're asking Scott Boras to sacrifice as well. Yes.
Well, his commission must be pretty nice.
It's ridiculous. Now, Bregman's also a Boras client, but whatever. What's about Juan Soto?
And I'm disappointed. Harris didn't even commit to sacrificing anything.
Like, at least have a little bit of fun.
Yeah, don't be a Debbie Downer,
Harris. I know you listen to the Fan or whatever it's called. I know they're boring. They have, like, there's no movements or anything.
No
so
fun.
It's just like, bleh, Yankees. So I get it. It's different listening to a real radio station.
215-592-9494. What will you sacrifice for Juan Soto? It begins today, sacrifice for Soto. Now, speaking of the Yankees, there was a moment last night that will live on, I think, in baseball history, as Mookie Betts went to catch a foul ball, jumped and put his arm into the stands, and a gentleman and his friend held on to Mookie Betts' glove, opened it up, and took the ball out. And they were escorted out of the game. People are freaking out over it. Obviously, you shouldn't do that. I thought it was actually hilarious.
Hilarious?
Yeah, I thought it was hilarious.
Outrageous.
Yeah, it was outrageous.
Outrageous.
Also hilarious, but to me. But here is a statement from the New York Yankees about the incident. Last night, two fans were ejected from Yankee Stadium for egregious and unacceptable physical contact with Dodgers outfielder Mookie Betts. And this is me just editorializing here. Mookie Betts went into the fans area. The fan did not jump onto the field. I think it's debatable that you could suspend Mookie Betts for going into his area. Anyway, here is the rest of the Yankee statement. The safety and security of players, fans, and stadium staff is the foundational element of every event held at Yankee Stadium, and it cannot be compromised. Tonight marks the final home game of the year, and we want every ounce of our fans' passion on display. Yankee Stadium is known for its energy and intensity. However, the exuberance of supporting one's team can never cross the line into intentionally putting players at physical risk. The Yankees and Major League Baseball maintain a zero tolerance policy toward that type of behavior displayed last night. These fans will not be permitted to attend tonight's game in any capacity.
Oh, really?
So they're not allowed in the game tonight.
That's such a coward move. They should be banned for life.
They should be given box seats.
Banned for life.
Banned for life?
Yeah, here's the thing.
Okay.
What if Mookie Betts, in the heat of the moment, retaliates to the fans, grabbing his, not just trying to grab the ball,
right?
Literally grabbing his other arm and holding it.
But they did get the ball.
Yeah, forget about that. What if Mookie Betts retaliates and starts swinging?
Yes, it would not work out well. To be clear, you can't do it. Absolutely not. Positively, absolutely not. I'm just saying, I thought it was funny.
Nobody got hurt.
Clearly, you should not touch a player or anything like that.
Touch a player? They literally tried to arrest him out there.
When I'm watching it, I'm thinking to myself, these guys saw Mookie Betts' glove and thought to themselves, we are grabbing his glove, opening it up, and pulling the ball out. They wanted to win.
Outrageous.
And they were Gronk's friends in college.
Outrageous.
But that's not surprising. That they're friends with Gronk, that's not a surprise.
That is a shocker right there. I mean, it's not surprising, but my goodness, of all people to be cool with, that is something Gronk might have done if he wasn't a pro player.
Yes. The Twitter question.
I just understand. That's why the Malice of the Palace happened.
That's true. Don't throw sodas at people either. Yes. The Twitter question is sponsored by Mark's Jewelers. The official sponsor of the Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League. Start your holiday shopping at marks-jewelers.com. Which would you rather see the Phillies do this season, this offseason? Run it back or sign Juan Soto?
Oh, God. I'm going to say sign Juan Soto.
Yes, it is a significant difference.
Would you go? Let me go. I'm going to go 84%.
92%.
Wow.
I would love to talk to every single one of the 8%.
Well, they're trolling. They're 100% trolling.
Who would rather have the current team than Juan Soto?
Run it back.
Well, again, the key is we need to get this to 8,000. 8,
is that the
votes.
Amount of votes that were?
I think 10,000 will get him.
Will get John Middleton's attention. 215-592-9494. What would you sacrifice for Juan Soto? Pat in the Northeast. Pat, you're on WIP.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Thanks for taking the call.
Yes, sir.
What's up, Pat?
So I got to be honest with you. You're going to think I'm out of my mind, but I wouldn't give up a pack of gum for him. I do not want him.
Oh, he's too good for you?
No, I don't think with the team that we currently have, I don't think we deserve to add a player of that caliber. That team should have won the World Series hands down. Yes, I agree we need a fielder, but not a $700 million fielder. Not a chance.
It's not your money.
We're going to have the best. So here's the biggest. There you go. Here's a good example. The biggest reason I hate the Yankees, okay?
Yeah.
Because everybody brags about how many championships they won. Now, I know sports have changed. Everybody does this today. But they bought most of them championships throughout time. Now everybody's doing that. I get it. But I don't want to buy a championship.
No.
I want to win a championship.
You don't like having Bryce Harper on the team?
I love to buy a championship. What are you talking about?
I honestly feel like there is enough talent on that team. Would I make a couple moves? Sure. Do I think we need a fielder? Absolutely. But I do not feel that we need to add Juan Soto, nor do I feel like he would fit in with this team's morale. You got a guy that's paid higher, more money than Bryce Harper? I don't think it's going to mesh well. I really don't. I think he's going to click with the Phils.
Bro.
Sorry.
Are we serious? First of all, the entire team. Hold on, Pat. Pat, the entire team is bought. The entire team's bought. Trey Turner's bought. Bryce Harper's bought. Nick Castellanos is bought. JT Realmuto's bought. Zach Wheeler's bought. They bought all of them.
But that's my point. You feel like they deserve even more. Like, when did it stop? Like, when
we win.
When we're dead.
How do you feel proud that we won a championship? You have better than an all-star team pretty much now. I wouldn't even be proud that we win a championship if we get Soto. Like, we should have already won the last couple years.
Are you an Eagles fan, Pat?
I believe Philly everything.
How'd you feel about the first ever Super Bowl we won?
I was in tears. I'm not gonna lie.
Would you consider that team bought?
No.
You wouldn't.
I think. No.
Bill.
No.
Howie Roseman had the greatest offseason in the history of the game of free agents that year when he signed all those guys.
Yeah, but a lot of them weren't mega stars, mega names.
Oh, like, now it's mega stars.
There's a salary cap.
Yeah, when you say, it's a salary cap in football also.
Should we sign worse players? I just don't understand.
Yeah.
It's only okay to sign average players?
No, I'm not.
Pat. Do you want another Whit? Do you want another Whit Merrifield? Do you want another Austin Hayes? Do you want another? Would you rather go into the year with Brandon Marsh playing left field or Juan Soto playing left field? This is crazy talk. They don't deserve it. It doesn't count if they're bought. This is pro sports, man. They all get paid.
Yeah.
None of them are from here. We got a couple.
We don't do homegrown. Everybody was raised on the team.
Yeah, it's like it's cute, but come on, man.
Then listen, you said you want to hear from the 8%. I'm one of the 8%. Do I agree that Juan Soto is great? Of course. But I just don't feel that he deserves to be on this team. We should not have to buy another superstar to win the championship, which still isn't guaranteed.
Well, listen, the Dodgers, when they win the World Series, they'll be very happy with all their
players.
Their
homegrown players.
All their fans seem incredibly thrilled that they just kept spending and spending and spending. They had the most expensive team in baseball, and they were like, let's just go sign Ohtani and Yamamoto. They just kept on spending. It's part of the deal. They're in this deep. You might as well get in all the way.
Yes.
And it's not a guy at the end. We don't have to worry about it being a guy at the end of his career.
Right. You're not paying for some star that's past his prime.
And in terms of fitting in, I couldn't care less.
He won a World Series with multiple players on this team and the hitting coach that he loves.
Right.
He's going to be fine.
Have you ever heard one bad thing about Juan Soto as a teammate? I have not. You know, like, come on. They could use somebody with a little attitude in there.
Dude,
let's
I need the Soto shuffle.
A little flair.
Can you imagine the kids around Delaware Valley doing the Soto shuffle?
Yes.
All he needs to do now is just pop the collar when he's shuffling up the first baseline.
Oh, let's do it. Yeah. 215-592-9494. What would you sacrifice for Juan Soto? It's sacrifice for Soto Day. Mike and Ben Salem, you're on WIP. What's up, Mike?
How you doing, guys? I would sacrifice the ability to take any of my kids or grandkids, because if I'm the Eagles owner, I'm walking to Scott Boras and handing Juan Soto the Ohtani deal.
Mm-hmm. Okay, wait. What are you sacrificing? Your children?
No, my ability to take them to any game in the future, because the payroll will be... They're going to raise ticket prices, and I personally wouldn't care. I'll stay home and watch the game. I'll miss going to the game because I love going. I go to about 10 to 15 games a year. I would love to sacrifice my ability to take my kids to a game for them to sign Juan Soto. I would walk in and hand his agent the Ohtani deal and say, here, we'll pay you this. Just the same way the Dodgers did. You want to beat the Dodgers, you got to play the Dodgers game. That's what they're doing. That's what we should do.
Ike, is that enough of a sacrifice, not going to the games because he can't afford them? We're going to need something more out of you.
Yeah.
Can we have the kids?
Yeah, you want to give us one of the kids. Yeah. That's different.
You tell me, you can have my son. You can have...
All right. How old is he? Does he have a lot of upside left? What are his grades?
17.
How tall?
No, you don't want to know that.
All right, what's his 40
time?
Twist
my arm, you can have my son. All right.
Yeah. What's his 40 time?
I love it.
All right, Mike.
Appreciate it. Yeah. Sacrifice the kids, man. Well, Jack is sacrificing the name of his child.
Yes.
Exactly right. That's a real sacrifice.
Now,
unlike what Giglio's doing.
Now, what is Giglio doing?
He's legally changing his name to Juan.
Oh, Giglio's going to change his name to Juan.
Yes.
Yeah. But he's almost, what, 40? Everyone knows your name's Joe.
Yeah.
Now, this kid's got to live his life.
But if he changes his name to Juan Giglio, man.
Well, again, another bit he stole from the afternoon show.
Yeah.
Which is why we had to bring it up.
Can I ask you this? Will he go by Joe still, or will he go by Juan Giglio?
That's a good question.
Juan Giglio does flow off the tongue.
It does. It's a good name. You know,
initials.
Just so Giglio doesn't have an edge over us in any way here, I'll change my name too. I don't even go by my real name.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'll add it. I'll legally change my name to Juan. I could care less. Nobody calls me Brett anyway. Mm-hmm. What difference does it make?
Add another slice of bread to that mayonnaise sandwich.
A triple decker?
Oh, man, triple decker.
Triple decker mayonnaise sandwich?
Oh, man, beautiful.
With cheese.
With cheese?
Yeah.
And Spike's going to go back by Brett.
Well, that's not happening.
Yeah, he wants you to go the other way.
Yeah, that's not happening.
Start using your real name.
So here's my question. So
Ike, Brett, and Fritz.
Ike, Brett, and Fritz. So here's my question for you, Jack. At what point in this child's development and age do you tell him that he's named after Juan Soto? Is this a conversation when he's
six?
Old enough to understand? Or
Juan, Soto will be, what, 31 by then?
Yep. You see that guy? You see how awesome he is? He's going to be an Inner Circle Hall of Famer? Yeah, that's who you're named after, son.
I'm telling you, it's going to happen earlier than that, because you're going to want Juan to watch the games with you. And you're going to be sitting there with Walker and little Juan, and you're going to be watching Juan Soto, and you're just going to have to say,
that's the guy you're named after.
That's him.
Yeah. I think it's a beautiful moment.
Some people are named after their grandfather. Some people are named family lineage. Juan will be
named. I don't know where Walt got his name from.
Like Yellowstone, the show.
Oh, really?
Yellowstone, the show.
Yeah.
Walker, Texas Rangers.
There was like three guys in the draft last year, and the only draft named Walker. So I was like, it's got to be a good baseball name.
Oh, okay.
And he taught you a lesson by not walking until he was like one and a half.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, taught you a lesson.
Didn't get the bit. And unfortunately, he has a bad chase rate.
Oh, your son does? Yeah.
He's not a walker. Right.
Not a walker, yeah. All right, 215-592-9494. What would you sacrifice to bring Juan Soto here? This is the way that we get better. I don't see a lot of easy manipulation of this roster. They haven't changed their manager.
Nope.
They haven't changed the coaching staff.
Nope.
They're on the major league roster. The only two players, I think Nola would have some value, but the few players that would have value you want to hold on to, Bryce Harper, Zach Wheeler, Aaron Nola.
Actually, Nola's contract may be a hindrance.
Yeah, I think he may have slightly positive value, but not bringing back a lot. We don't want them to trade Painter. We don't want them to trade Miller. So right. We don't want to really jeopardize the future, which will be the Juan Soto core. Right. You got to spend money to get better. This is the position that the team's in right now. And the other thing too, by the way, is a lot of this money will eventually come off the books.
Yes.
I mean,
well, again, 2028. The only people they have under contract right now is Nola.
2028
is only three seasons away. I mean,
that's a lifetime.
It's three seasons, Ike.
Well, the Juan Soto deal will be a bargain by then.
I know. Harper, Turner, and Nola. That's it. And Chris Sanchez doesn't make real money, but those are the three actual guys making
money. So that's obviously after Wheeler's extension is up.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
So that's where it is.
Think about 2028, John.
I'm assuming he's talking to John Miller.
Yes, yes. This whole thing is directed at John Miller. Yes.
He's looking right at me when he said that.
We gotta,
I know he's not calling me John.
No, well, you look at me and went, whatever.
I know, I'm just saying. Spike didn't know what to do there.
Yeah, I didn't know who John was. Yeah.
What are you going to call him, Mr. Middleton?
Mr. Middleton.
Okay.
He deserves a Mr. Middleton.
If he signs Juan Soto,
he's Mr. Middleton.
No, I'll call him whatever.
Don't call Joshua Harris Mr. Harris.
Well,
this is going to be awesome.
He owns the Commanders. I can't call him. He's Josh.
We call him Mr. Lurie, don't we?
Yes.
Both. I use both.
Yeah. Well, that's because, never mind.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying I use both. I call him Mr. Lurie. I call him Jeffrey.
When he played at exclusive golf course, it's Mr.
Well, I didn't get invited to the foursome yesterday.
That is ridiculous.
Oh, yeah. Slightly ridiculous.
Out there were two guys that can't golf.
Oh, Jalen? You don't think Jalen? Yeah, Saquon.
Jalen has no interest in golf.
I bet Saquon.
Well, Saquon does.
Yeah,
I think he just picked it up, though. I think he's new to golfing.
What do you want to know what I think to happen?
What?
Saquon did everything up until putting, and when it was
time to Jalen to putt.
Yeah, it was a gimme. That's when Jalen would put it in.
Yeah.
And then Jalen took the score.
Yes.
And so that was my hole.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, though. that's the tush-push thing?
Yes.
Yes, okay, I got you. Catching on to a little humor today.
Yeah.
There's two of them in there.
All right. What would you sacrifice to bring Juan Soto to Philadelphia? 215-592-9494. Coming up at 3:30. I actually haven't done the math yet. We will get back into the Flyers because we are the official Flyers show.
Hey, man. Big win last night.
With your
Bruins.
Your favorite Flyers segment, which is Flyers in 50. I don't know the math on how many seconds we have. So we'll have to figure that out before 3:30. That's coming up. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.